the Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Clement, thanks for chatting to me. Good afternoon.
Hi, Pippa.
Okay, do you think we hear that Cyril Ramaphosa is still due to speak, give that keynote address on Sunday at the Nelson Mandela Centenary event? Do you think he may use that occasion to announce a final decision on Zuma's exit? Or do you think it might even come before then?
Well, I think it only makes sense that whatever decision will be taken between today and tomorrow will be officially communicated to ANC members and the nation on Sunday. That's Cyril Ramaphosa's opportunity, in fact, to also speak to investors, because there's been a lot of uncertainty about what is happening, the decision to take to remove the president. Some ANC members won't particularly be happy about it. Some may accept it, but want to get an explanation. So that event on Sunday creates that opportunity for Cyril Ramaphosa to come out and say, okay, there's been a lot going on over the last 2 weeks. Let's start from scratch. This is what we've decided, and this is how we're moving forward. And many people we're speaking to in the ANC are saying that is precisely why the ANC's top six, who were scheduled to be across the Western Cape this morning campaigning, had to change their programs so swiftly, because they had to go back to Joburg and start negotiating and having emergency meetings about how they will manage this transition. And this is, I suppose, it fuels that speculation that really today and tomorrow could be the days when we will hear President Jacob Zuma address the nation and announce that he's leaving office.
Okay, so it could be today, it could be tomorrow. That emergency meeting could be this afternoon, it could be tomorrow. There's lots of there are lots of balls still up in the air here, Clement. In the meantime, we have opposition parties asking for an urgent reconvening of sitting of Parliament on Tuesday to allow for another vote of no confidence. Have we heard any feedback as yet on whether that is going to be allowed to happen?
Well, as far as I understand, the Speaker of Parliament will now start considering that. But they've made this call a long time ago. The EFF has been saying that before the State of the Nation address, we want the motion of no confidence in President Jacob Zuma. But if he leaves this weekend, there's no need to have that motion. Mm. And as far as I understand it, I think they gave the ANC until Sunday to sort out this issue and give clarity. And if not, if nothing moves, the president is still the head of state, then they will really start getting serious about not only the national shutdown, which opposition parties are united behind, but we'll start with that motion of no confidence. What are the chances of it or Bale Kambete acceding to that? I mean, the dynamics have changed. Bale Kambete previously rejected the EFF's call for, in fact, the DA's call for a postponement of the State of the Nation address. But what happened earlier this week? She acceded and finally postponed that State of the Nation address. So the opposition parties have really been piling up pressure, not only on the ANC, but on the Speaker of Parliament and the presiding officers. And it's going to be very hard for Bale Kambete to say no to that motion of no confidence if Zuma doesn't resign this weekend.
Okay, so it could all be a moot point by the end of the weekend. Clement, you must feel very nervous stepping onto a plane knowing you have to switch your cell phone off for the next 2 hours.
And I don't know what will be happening in those 2 hours when I'm in the air.
Clement Manyatela, thanks for the update and safe travels back to Gauteng. No doubt he'll be back in the Cape within a day or two again as he follows the big story of the moment. Of course, should there be developments breaking during the show, we will share them with you. But as it currently stands, a top six emergency meetings happening sometime in the very near future, and the deputy president scheduled to speak at 3 p.m. on the Grand Parade here in Cape Town this coming Sunday. Could that be the moment at which he announces formally the exit of Jacob Zuma?